Okay, aber was kann man dann tun? Ich meine, okay, Wasser reinigen ist wunderbar, aber wenn da noch mehr nachkommt, das muss man ja stoppen.
Die Frage ist, wie können wir es stoppen? Oder?
Ja.
Okay.
Also das,
so, how
das,
can we stop it? If there's coming more water, yeah, that is horrible, that is unhealthy, how can we stop it?
You basically have to stop the mining companies from mining through those heavy fines that they would get. So say, like in dark waters, say for instance, if you had to pay every person that was affected and contaminated by this water, say $500,000, even though life is priceless, that would stop them.
Ja, also das, was die stoppen könnte, wäre wie in dem Film Dark Waters gezeigt ist, dass diese Firmen tatsächlich Schadensersatzleistungen durchführen müssten bei betroffenen Geschädigten. Und wenn man da ansetzen, zum Beispiel, also Leben ist ja, hat ja keinen Preis, aber man könnte zum Beispiel $500,000 pro Geschädigten festlegen, dann ja, dreht man den Firmen ganz schnell den Hahn ab.
And another thing is that heavy fines. So the heavy fines, and it would force them to put water filtration systems in every home, build the pipeline with fresh water, and that's how the corporations would have to pay for the damage that they're done. To say, instead of us putting these filtration systems in, they would have to do it. So they would have to buy filtration systems for every home and a water plant and the pipeline that they contaminated. So they would be the ones paying the tab.
Okay. Also, dass sie eben auch Strafe zahlen müssen, ne? Schwer Strafe, und dann eben auch dafür sorgen müssen, dass sie die Filter installieren, dass sie dafür sorgen, dass eben das Ganze so abläuft, dass eben keine Kontamination stattfinden kann, also dass sie darauf achten müssen, wie der Abbau passiert und so weiter und so fort. Genau. Wenn sie sich nicht dran halten, dann eben bestimmte schwere Strafen, sie dann zahlen müssen.
Dass sie neue Wasserleitungen bauen.
Zum Beispiel, genau, Wasserleitung bauen, Filter installieren und so weiter und so fort. Also dann wirklich dafür sorgen müssen, dass, wenn sie das tun, auf der anderen Seite dafür sorgen, dass eben keine Kontamination stattfinden kann.
Okay. Ja, da brauchst du ja Hilfe vom Government, von der Regierung eigentlich, um das durchzusetzen.
Need help from the president?
Which one?
The good one.
What they said. Yeah, Ted, good luck on that.
Yeah.
Good luck on that one.
Thank you. Yeah.
No, they need attorneys. They need to go after them. So they need a legal team to actually go after the mining companies.
Yeah, right. Right.
Also,
right.
Braucht Anwälte und also Leute, die sich das kopieren, die Wissen haben und dann hinter diesen Bergbaufirmen.
If there are any lawyers out there who'd like to help, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or Leon, do you want to give out your email address too for people to contact you if you like?
Yeah. And if any lawyers want to contact me or any activists, you can reach us at www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org.
Okay, great. That's great. Thank you, Leon.
Es wird Anwälte geben, die jetzt zuhören und die meinen, ja, wir können da helfen, oder wer auch immer denkt, er kann Hilfe anbieten. Dann tut dies, wir würden die Information noch einmal reinstellen, das ist einmal über Ted, gerne zu ihm eine E-Mail, outofthisworld@gmail.com.
Oh, outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, und Leo kann kontaktiert werden über seine Webseite www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org.
I know that this is a time of truth, and that things that are true will become evident as being true, and those that are false will fall by the wayside. So I know truth will prevail in this. We just have to remain strong and keep fighting for what we know is right. So
das ist die Zeit der Wahrheit, das was wahr ist, wird auch rauskommen als Wahrheit, das, was falsch ist, wird sich auch als falsch darstellen. Wir müssen einfach positiv bleiben.
Ted, wir haben nur noch 10 Minuten.
And to get the youth involved. We definitely have to get the youth involved.
Right.
The what, yeah?
Die Jugend.
The youth.
We have to.
Also wir müssen auch die Nachrichten.
We have to get the youth involved.
Einbeziehen. Right.
Ja, und wir brauchen einen Superhero.
And we need a superhero.
Ja, Superman, Batman.
We definitely need that.
Yeah. Yeah. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Batman.
All together, please help.
Yeah. That is so true.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well,
we are now that we know that you have like all the types of Indian blood inside you, maybe you are the superman.
Yes.
Well, we are trying very hard on this end, and we're happy to get the United Nations finally involved, and yeah, they thought it was pretty horrible that the Hopis had to go 4 hours round trip to get clean water, 2 hours to get the water, 2 hours back, and you're living in America getting treated like that. And the United Nations was really upset when they heard it.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Sag noch, Saskia.
Also die Vereinten Nationen, als sie darüber erfahren, wie es eigentlich den Hopi-Indianern geht, dass die 2 Stunden irgendwo hinlaufen müssen, um sauberes Wasser zu erhalten und 2 Stunden zurück. Und das zur heutigen Zeit in den Vereinigten Staaten, das hat dazu geführt, dass eben die UN jetzt sagt, ja, also hier muss was getan werden. Es muss was getan werden.
Most people around the world, when they hear about this, they can't believe it. And they think, oh, well, how can this be happening in the United States? But it is, you know, and it needs to be addressed. Yeah.
That's so true, because look, Ted, I had no idea till you told me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Also, yeah.
Viele Menschen haben darüber noch nie was gehört, und wenn sie darüber zum ersten Mal erfahren, sind sie oft geschockt, denn eben genau dieser Gedanke, zur heutigen Zeit leben Menschen noch unter diesen Bedingungen in den Vereinigten Staaten, und auch Leon wusste darüber nicht Bescheid, wenn es nicht wegen Hopi gewesen wäre.
And what I would suggest is that after you guys watch that movie Dark Waters, let's have another conversation.
Okay.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, sure.
Also wir schauen uns alle mal Dark Waters an, und dann werden wir uns nochmal alle zusammenfinden und darüber reden. Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. Sure, absolutely. Well, tell us how we can be of help, Leon. And I have, you know, I do fundraising, of course, on my show as well. And anyone who'd like to contribute, just go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. That's plural. And just click on miscellaneous, and you'll see the links for the Hopi there. We're also collecting monies for food for the Hopi, too, because I know they have had food shortages as well on the Hopi reservation. But you are making a difference. And I know if we all work together, we can make this world a much better place. So,
wer gerne spenden möchte, kann das tun über outofthisworldreadings.com.
That's right.
Und es wird auch Nahrungsmittel werden gesammelt für die Hopis, weil es auch hier oft zu wenig gibt. Und ja, jeder kleinste Beitrag, der hilft.
Was glaubst du? 6 years ago,
yeah,
I had an astrologist named Susan Miller from New York City on my show.
Vor 6 Jahren hatte ich eine Astrologin, Susan Miller, in meiner Show.
No, es tut mir leid. 7 years. 7 Jahren. Vor 7 Jahren. And she said that this was a time of truth.
Und sie sagte, dass das jetzt die Zeit der Wahrheit ist.
And also that the years from 2015 to 2030 would be some of the hardest years humanity would be ever facing on this planet.
Und dass die Jahre zwischen 2015 und 2030 die härtesten Jahre sein werden, die die Menschheit vor sich hat.
And the 2 years which were the hardest are last year and this year of all those years. Right?
Und in den letzten Jahren ist das letzte Jahr, und dieses Jahr sind es die härtesten Jahre.
Yeah, right in the middle of it right now.
Okay. So can we come to the future somehow?
Well, I know things are going to turn around, but it's going to take some more time and a lot of hard work too.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of hard work.
Okay.
Es gibt ja viel.
And we've been doing a great job. Ted, like I said, what you started, imagine we started one unit and now we got 300. We got airline ambassadors. Now the United Nations is kind of getting involved. So we're spreading the word. And like I said, and now we're getting musicians with this concert. We're getting younger folks involved, which is great, that under 30 for social media purposes. So we are getting some great momentum.
Mm-hmm. Also, ja, es wurde viel erreicht, seit eben Ted damit begonnen hat. Da gab es damals eine Unit, jetzt sind es 300 Einheiten, Wassereinheiten. Es ist Unterstützung da, die Vereinigten Nationen treten bei. Es sind die Airline-Botschafter, wenn ich richtig verstanden habe, die dabei sind. Und es gibt Musik, die darüber gemacht wird. Also es ist mittlerweile auch da schon viel passiert.
Du, bei uns gibt es ja auch Förderfonds. Es gibt ja auch Förderfonds, wenn jetzt irgendein Krisengebiet ist, egal ob das auf einer Bundesebene ist oder Länderebene, gibt es da nichts? Oder EU-Ebene bei uns?
Mm-hmm. Here in Europe, for some projects, for example, like we take this water project, you get money from Europe, for example, from the European Union, for example. Uh-huh. Is there anything like this there in the United States? Money coming from the government or from?
We make great nuclear bombs, but as far as like. I don't know, to be honest. Maybe Leon, you might have a better handle on that. I'm not sure.
It's not that I know of. That's why we're trying to do this thing with the United Nations. Okay. And if you guys can send your email addresses, I can put you in contact with the United Nations and we can ask them questions now that they are want to get involved. And they know they are connected with the private sector. And the new thing what they're trying to do is hook up the private sector with corporations and the nonprofits like us and work it out, you know, because basically they're saying, those private companies that's robbing the Hopi is like scumbags. And so they're trying to get the scumbags to come clean.
Okay.
Okay, good.
So was wie Fördergelder existiert, glaube ich, in den Staaten so nicht. Also so Leon und so weiter weiß nicht. Deswegen der Versuch mit der UN eben jetzt zusammenzukommen und darüber hinaus auch den privaten Sektor zu erreichen, die gemeinnützigen Organisationen, die wiederum dafür sorgen, dass eben diesen Firmen, die diesen Schaden anrichten, irgendwo auch mal ein Gegengewicht wahrscheinlich oder etwas passiert, wo gewirkt werden kann. Mhm.
Okay. Well, send me the email contacts. I'll write them too. Thank you, Leon. I'd be happy to do that.
Okay.
Like to do that.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely do that. I'll put you in the loop because we had a meeting talking about that. I was totally shocked when they said that they're doing that with these bad corporations to get them to come to the table and start talking about it. So the newest thing what's going on is what do water mean to you? And then have them explain that. So that's their newest theme song. What do water mean to you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So 2 minutes left.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Leon, for coming on with no notice and helping
us. That's no problem.
Celebrate World Water Day. Out of This World Radio is a listener-supported program, and the purpose is to make this world a better place, and I'd love your help. Anything is appreciated. Just go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net, and if you'd like a reading or look at my spiritual trips, just go to my website, outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can click on miscellaneous, and there's segments there about the Clean Water Foundation. I think there's a link to clean water there as well, and the food as well for the Hopi. But and I want to thank Gerhard for hosting us today, Saskia for translating, and Leon for coming in at the last minute. And if you could, Gerhard, go ahead and play that last that last 2 minute song in honor of Dr. Moto. He's a great man, and love to have you play that to wrap up today's show. And and thank you so much, everyone, for listening. I really appreciate it.
Do you mean the water song?
Yeah, the water song. Uh-huh. Okay. We played that at the beginning. That'd be great. Okay. Thank you, Gerhard.
Here it goes.
Really appreciate it.
So then let's say goodbye.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you guys next time.
Okay.
Thank you, Sasha. Thank you, Gerhard.
Okay.
You.
You're welcome.
If you guys can send me a link to the show, that'll be great.
Yes, I will.
Of course.
I'll do that, Leon. I'll be happy to.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, my friends.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.